Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska. Today I'm joined by Jen Luna, artist extraordinaire, director of Art Round. So welcome to the show. It's great to have you back for probably third or fourth time.
I know. You guys are probably sick of me, but thank you for having me.
Never. So to kick us off, Art Prowl was last month. How did that go?
Overall, I think it went really well. Thankfully, the weather was on our side.
Oh my God, it was the most beautiful weather I can ever remember for an Art Prowl.
Right? It was perfect. The west side was bumping. There was people everywhere. I got to walk around myself quite a bit, which I don't usually get to do, but this year I made a point to do that. And there were people everywhere on the square, on Spring Street, Broad Street. So overall, I think it was really successful. I hope you had a good time.
It was good.
Yeah?
It was not necessarily as good as it's been in the past, but I think maybe the weather might have even contributed to that a little bit. But
yeah,
that's okay. You know, good years, bad years.
That's right.
And I know a lot of people who did really good, so really happy for them.
Yeah.
And I just love getting to talk to people and see the same people year after year. And I definitely have a few people who they know where I'm going to be. So they come and they're like, hey, oh my gosh, like, look at what you have now. You did some traveling. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's just nice that people remember you because
I know it's great. Even if, you know, you don't sell a lot, it's still good for people to come out and see your work and maybe they'll keep you in mind for next time. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So there were a bunch of different activities going on this year. Like there was the kids tent and all the demos and everything. Did that make a difference? Because I feel like that gave people a lot more to do and a lot more for kids.
I think so. And that was part of our goal this year, is we had gotten some feedback that we needed more going on, more than just the artist setup, which is great within itself. But adding the event tent, I think, really elevated the event to bring more families to do kids' activities. And then the demos were super cool. We had a variety of different things going on, and I think that brought different people in just to engage in art, not just see like the finished product, which is a lot of, you know, what the artists are selling, obviously. But so to see artwork in process and how it's made is very important for people to know, like, how hard we all work and what all goes into what we're selling and our heart and souls in every piece. So I think that's important for everyone, not only the artists, but the community, to see what we're doing.
My sister, after she had come to see me at Biz Foundry, she went down to Exceptional Bean to see Matt Mealing.
Yes.
And she was like, and I got there and he was starting a demo. And so I just stood there for like an hour and was watching. And I was like, well, cool. Like, great.
Yes.
Like, I love hearing that because it's so cool. Like, you never get to see the process. And I'm like, I mean, I could do a demo, but like, do people really want to watch me at a computer just editing photos and being like, ugh, why did I take this?
I don't know. It would be so cool if you could do like a dark room demo. I mean, you know, that was probably not possible, but that would be super cool.
Yeah, especially since I don't use film anymore.
Well, yeah, that's true. Not many people do,
but yeah. I don't know. I could do like an editing thing and have like a big screen up, especially if I'm at Biz Foundry again. Like, I could connect to a TV. That might be kind
of
cool.
You could show people your process of editing. Yeah. I think a lot of people would enjoy that. Yeah. It'd be like a little lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, here's a free lesson in how to use Lightroom and Photoshop.
You should think about that for next year.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Love that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that was last month. And now Art Round kind of takes a little breather. I think we all do. I think we all need one after a prowl.
We do, for sure. Fall is like a heavy craft show, art show season. So now that it's winter, we're all hunkering down, probably chilling until we make more art. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully do that in some cozy days.
Yeah, for sure. For next thing for Art Round is our Art and Business Symposium in March. So we'll definitely have more information about that coming up, but it should be good.
That'll be awesome because that's such a great opportunity, because for artists, learning the business side, it can be so hard if you don't have that background.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a really cool, really cool program. I didn't go last year, but I also teach a small group on that anyway.
And I think it's beneficial for anybody, even just to hear what anybody has to say. I find it very interesting. And, you know, we just want to help people and something cool to go to. Hear some experienced artists or makers talk about their work and how they got started.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Jen Luna. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Jen Luna, who has a show that has just opened at Silver Fern. Tell me about this, because this is not what we typically see. It's not just textiles and everything. So
that's right. Yeah. So this is a show of hand-carved woodcuts that I have done. So it's called Transcending the Surface, the carving into the true nature of ourselves. So woodcut is sort of something I got into a couple years ago from this program that I got accepted into called Big Ink. And so it's this couple that travels around with the large scale printing press, and you can apply to go to where they're going to be and carve a large wood block and print it on their press. So I applied and I got in. So I had always carved linoleum, which is the basis of like my textile work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was my first opportunity to carve in wood. And so I took the opportunity and carved, my first one was a 30 by 50 piece of wood, 30 inches by 50 inches. Yeah. And went and printed it, and I just fell in love with it. So then that was in 2021. So ever since then, I've just been getting more into wood carving. And so the opportunity arose to have a show at the Silver Fern. And so I decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do all wood carvings. So, yeah.
Very fun. I think it's always fun as an artist to like pick up something new, because, you know, we do the same things over and over and over again. And at some point, your creativity is like, okay, like I need something to shake me up.
For sure. And it's similar yet different enough that it was like new and different. But wood is definitely different than linoleum. But I enjoy it. It's a whole different, yeah, beast to tackle, I guess you'd say.
So what are some of the pieces we may see?
So they're all based on like animals or creatures doing human-like things, and that's sort of the idea about transcending the surface, and it's about becoming who we truly are. And so maybe like deep within ourselves or in past lives or future lives, we are different creatures doing different things. So sort of finding our transcendence is basically what it's about. So there's mushrooms doing fun human things, and a dinosaur, of course, because my son loves dinosaurs.
Well, who doesn't love dinosaurs?
So I had to put a dinosaur in there, and yeah, just other little creatures that I hope you guys will come out and check it out. Yeah.
I like that. And creatures and mushrooms are not that far outside of your wheelhouse.
For sure. I think definitely, like, hopefully, you could see that it relates to my textile work a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling like when I go in, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, that's Jen.
Oh, good. Well, I hope so.
Because Lord knows I have enough of your textiles and cards. And yeah. I love all the little animals and the mushrooms. Like, I have a friend who has all your mushroom stuff.
Oh, cool. Mushrooms. Well, thank you.
So shows up now. You had the opening reception, which I'm sure went amazing.
Yes. And so the show will be up until January the 20th. So yeah, come check it out. Bring your family over Christmas and see all the whimsical creatures.
And I mean, what better place to go around the holidays than Silver Fern?
Exactly. They have so much great art for gifts, or just a gift for yourself.
And gift just for yourself. Look.
Yeah.
Gift for yourself. Absolutely. Like, I've already told Brie, she has those loon ornaments.
Yes.
And I was like, I will be ordering one of those.
Those are so
just
cool.
Gorgeous. But I mean, there's just something for everyone at Silver Fern. And, you know, we all try and say shop local, but that's a place where it's really easy to do because there's just so many options.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what's great about their shop is it has so many local artists and regional artists. But like, even if you're shopping at a local shop, you're also buying work that was made locally. And that's super cool. And I wish we had more places like that. You know, it would all just help each other to have more opportunities to sell our work, shop locally. It's a good thing.
I agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree. I mean, we have so much here. So yeah. Many artists here. We could fill 20 shops easily.
Oh, easily. I think it would be cool if there was an artist co-op situation somehow. That would be really cool. But yeah, I mean, our artist community is huge and it's only growing. So which is great.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Jen Luna. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Jen Luna. So you have this whole wonderful new wood cutting, wood carving display up at Silver Fern. Where did you kind of draw the inspiration for that?
So the inspiration as far as like the creatures and stuff in the show, I'm just mostly by my textile work, I'm sure, you know, just inspired by nature, animals, plants, food, you know. So I think that was the basis of like the images, where I was inspired for the images. But as far as what they're doing, I think it was a lot about while I was carving, at first it was just sort of, oh, I'm just going to carve whatever I want with no real intention in mind. And then as I continued to carve, it was helping me work through things in my life and like work through obstacles and emotions that I've been dealing with for a long time and really trying to like figure out, who am I? What am I doing? What is my purpose? What is anyone's purpose?
So you were having an existential crisis, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's just, you know, the reason we all do art is because it helps us get through, right? I mean, yeah. We're all inspired by different things, and we, to not have that creative outlet is so hard. So for us to, you know, we're also privileged to be able to be artists in this world and in this life. And so I feel very thankful for that. But it's also sometimes hard to come to terms with constantly feeling like you have to create or be a certain way or whatever, you know. And so I think it helped me work through a lot of that. And also after becoming a mother changed my life, obviously. And so
I would think, yeah.
Yeah. So just things like that in my life that have nothing to do with being an artist, but just working through those things. And so just carving helped me just sort of work through it. And that's kind of what I mean about like transcending the surface, like get deep into who I am deep down, who I have been, who I will become.
I can especially see how working with your hands can really, like, kind of tap into that.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those things I'm always like, man, I need to, like, because, I mean, obviously, like, I love photography. I miss when I was younger and when I learned and when I was in a dark room, because that was, like, my free space where I could just, like, kind of zone out and, like, work through things. And I'm like, maybe I need to, like, get into pottery or something and just, like, have something I can do with my hands. So, like, I'm not so crazy and fidgety all the time.
For sure. Yeah. And pottery is a good one. Yeah. I did a lot of pottery in college. And so, yeah, it's like the flow of it. And it's very,
exactly,
you know, yeah.
Soothing. Zen. And
yeah.
Until I'm like, oh, this is trash.
No.
I'm sure I would do that.
But that's something I feel like all artists need to do. It's like we work and we try to sell work, make work to sell and all that. But we also should have art just for fun, just as an outlet, as therapy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's very underrated.
Yeah, for sure.
So one of the questions I've been asking a lot lately, as you're working, what are you listening to?
It depends on the day, right? And what kind of mood I'm in. But lately, I've been into the band The National.
Okay.
You know them?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that they're kind of an old band, I guess. I don't know. I just kind of got into them recently, but I've been listening to them. And Bon Iver, I listen to them a lot. Them, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, total. That's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
And Iron and Wine is like my favorite band of all time. So, yeah. So you can see how the crying comes in during the carving. Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's like me when I'm at any, like sometimes, especially like with nature, a lot of times I'm going with like stuff like that and like really mellow and soothing. But then other times I'm doing like really big, like epic fantasy, like soundtracks and scores and things
fun,
that.
Yeah.
I just like love how I have that sense of epicness, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so talented.
What kind of soundtrack do you like? Is it more like The Hobbit kind of a soundtrack?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. That is exactly what I was thinking in my head.
Cool. Yeah. No, I love that. Yeah.
All right. Well, wrapping up. So people should follow Art Round Tennessee for updates about everything coming next year. And then for you, Social media.
Social media is at Luna Maple Moon is my Instagram handle. That's mostly what I'm on. And then Silver Ferns, where my show is. So.
Okay, and that's open through January 20th?
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone go check it out. Excited to see it.
Thank you.
Thanks for being in.